episode 1908, How Behavior Can Change Your Course.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How would you feel if we had a rock star on here today? Oh, April Fools. It is April 1st. I am not real good at doing April Fools things. I'm just saying. Today it's Wellness Wednesday, how behavior can change your course. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, I've got to tell you are the rock star. So yes, you are here and we're talking all about you. If you were to think back in your life, and I know sometimes it's hard for us to do that because some of us have many years in our past, but go back to a time where you were playing scientist. Go back to a time where you were in search of something. Many search for the answer to solve a problem, but sometimes learning how behavior can change your course is the simplest answer of all. You know, it's not about what you need to have in order to reach a goal, like the program, the equipment, the food, the schedule. It's not about all that stuff. It all boils down to your behavior. Now, yes, it may incorporate some of those things, but ultimately, it's your reaction or response. So what are you doing to change the course? Albert Einstein said this, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting the same results." Are you living an insane life? To his definition, okay, let's, you know, make sure we keep this in context here. Are we doing that? I'm asking myself that question too, because at times, depending upon what part of my life you're talking about, oh yeah, I can say yes to that. I can even maybe throw up an amen. Looking at ourselves in the mirror and being critical of our behaviors, it's very uncomfortable and disturbing at times. We don't want to face the music. So think of this. If you go to your physician and are diagnosed with a disease that could have been prevented by your actions previous to you getting that disease, wouldn't you like to go back and make some changes? Of course. But in the moment where we weren't thinking about us getting that disease, right? But in that moment previous, we get comfortable in our bad habits and behaviors. And honestly, we aren't willing to do the hard work every day. We want convenience. We want easy and immediate gratification. I mean, come on, let's be real here. Life is too short. Life is too precious. If you haven't woken up lately understanding that, you can turn on the news, you can turn on the radio, you can turn on, okay, maybe not Netflix, because you'd have to be listening specifically to that channel. And if you're probably on Netflix, you're not hearing that. But as a whole, you know that life is a little bit different right now. And as much as we want convenience and easy and immediate gratification, health doesn't come in a pill. Yeah, that hurts, doesn't it? Because you turn on the TV. You turn on YouTube. What comes across eventually? A crazy pharmaceutical ad. Something that says, if you take this, you get this as a result. Yeah, it would be nice to take a pill and have everything get better. And understand, I'm not against science. Oh, I'm so for it. There are people who need medication for their health and well-being. However, your health is not solely dependent on a pill. Health doesn't come in a pill. And in fact, you need to recognize and comprehend the magnitude of your behaviors. And I'm not just saying this to you. I'm not pointing fingers only at you. Oh no, I'm talking to me too. There are things I need to change. And a lot of it is because of our behaviors. We get wrapped up in our own easy stuff. We want convenience. We may want taste. We may not want to have to work so hard. We may not like to sweat. Whatever it is, we have got to stop for a moment and really take a hard look. So what can you do to alter your behavior to change your course? Well, you got to be who you want to become. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Be who you want to become. If you wait to become someone that you don't want to be right now, do you think you're ever going to get there? No. That's all about what? Training for life. You got to train for life and love your journey. You got to take all these different steps, baby steps, one step at a time, leads to miles of greatness. You do this by being real with yourself. So what does it look like? Be who you want to become in the real world. Number one, and this is a tough one. I mean, seriously, this is tough. Own your behavior. This is an honest goodness look at what you are currently doing. And don't beat around the bush. I don't know if you haven't figured this out yet, but I'm not one who beats around the bush very often. I tell you like it is, in love, but I'm going to tell you like I see it. And that's because I do care. Now, when I have a conversation with myself and I look at myself in the mirror, oh yeah, it's real easy to tell myself what I think about myself. But it's a follow-up that's the issue, right? That's accountability. That's why it's important to have people around us to support us. But first off, you have to own your behavior. That's where it all starts. If you don't acknowledge it, I could tell you over and over again every single day of the rest of your life, and you're not going to change your behavior. You're just not. Because you're not ready to until you own your behavior. So own it. Maybe you need to have an honest conversation with yourself. Do it. Go look at yourself in the mirror. I don't care if you have to go sit in the garage. Tell the kids to go color, just not on the wall. Tell them to play with Play-Doh on the table. And you go sit in the garage. And look in the mirror, in your rearview mirror, and you have an honest to goodness conversation with yourself. Now, if you're lucky and you don't have to worry about separating each other that way and you can have quiet time in your own bathroom, then do it that way. But sometimes you have to get creative. Own your behavior. And it's hard to do. And if you're not really sure what that exact behavior is, talk to someone whom you trust or get a coach. Because what happens is they can see things that sometimes you can't. And you're like, I know I need to do something different here in my life. You know the general gist of it. But when it comes to specifics, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know. And maybe that's something you struggle with. That's okay. Know it. Own it and figure it out. So that's number one, own your behavior. Number two, you got to specify the change. This needs to be full of details. Don't leave any stone unturned. You have got to be specific about the change that needs to happen. So for example, let's do the simple thing, water. Most of us need to drink way more water. I do. Now, I can sit here and have a conversation in my mirror with me, and I can be like, oh, yeah, need to drink more water. I know I need to drink more water. Okay, so what do I need to specify specifically about drinking more water? Do I need to have more water available for me to drink? So if I'm one who drinks bottled water, do I need to have it more convenient, ready at my hand? Is that it? Maybe I don't have it ready at my hand and I need to go buy bottled water if that's what I prefer. Maybe I need to take a big jug and I need to mark it that starting at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., I should have drank so much water, and you mark it all the way down. It's a really inexpensive way to do it. You can do it with a pitcher too. It's a great thing, but you need to specify the change, exactly what needs to happen. If you're working on your fitness, and you're like, gosh, I need to work out more. Okay, what does that really mean? We can all say, I need to work out more. That can be a 100% true statement across the board. But I need to work out more is going to look different for me versus you. And so you need to look at it. Okay, I move really good 2 days out of my 7 days a week. So I really want to be moving 5 days a week. So how can I figure out 3 more days of intentional movement? Okay, that's specific. And then from there, when you know you have to have 3 days, well, then what do those 3 days look like? And you begin to break it down. Own your behavior. Specify the change. And finally, number three, train your moment. This is where you put consistent actions in place to make the change to the behavior. So you have to have those specifics in order to do this, right? You can't just up and go, oop, it's all going to be there. No, it's not. You can't wave your magic wand. Remember, health doesn't come in a pill. Health doesn't have a magic wand. You have to be willing to train your moment. Look for where you can set yourself up for success. So let's talk about exercise again. You need to have more intentional movement. For me specifically, working out in the morning is the best thing for me to do. Not because I want it. I really don't. Who wants to work out anytime during the day? I don't. I mean, I might be a personal trainer, but that doesn't mean I love working out. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I don't. I do it, why? Because I know my body needs it. I do it, why? Because I want to be the best mom, the best wife, the best woman God has created. And then eventually the best grandma and the best great grandma, and goes on and on and on, right? That's why I need to work out and have intentional movement. Not because I want to. Are you serious? Yeah, because I wouldn't. Oh, it would be nice if I was just extra strong because I was extra strong. So train your moment. So for me, if I do best in the morning, then it works to my advantage to have exactly what I need to get dressed in the morning, out and ready. You know why? Because if I don't, it's easy for me to stay in my PJs or my loungewear. Why? Because now I don't have to go anywhere. I don't take the kids to school. Everything's done digitally online. My daughter, she doesn't even go to the university. And very rarely now do I need to go out and about. And so I'm home, which honestly, I don't mind at all. But if I don't have my stuff laid out, guess what? Oh, loungewear, it's going to be. And that means if I don't have my tennis shoes on, I'm not going to be up working out. It's just not going to happen. And 6 o'clock will pass, 7, 8, 9, 10. Eventually I get to 1 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow. Train your moment. What do you need to set yourself up for success? Maybe you need to drink more water. Then get a pitcher and actually label it. By this certain time, I need to drink this much water. By this certain time, I need to drink this much water. Now, yes, you can go on Amazon.com. You can buy things that have that and exciting. Why? Why spend the extra money? Be creative yourself. In fact, your kids need to drink more water too. So does your spouse. So include them. Now, if you're one who says, Christiane, okay, there's just too much and I know I need to drink more water, then start literally with water bottles and number them. If you don't drink enough water, period, and you're drinking other stuff, then start with 1 to 2 water bottles a day and do that successfully for at least a week, 7 days. And then you can add on, and pretty soon, guess what? Your body will start craving more. And you can just add a 1, 2, 3, 4 amount of water bottles. If you want to lose weight, you want to drink at least half of your body weight in water. Now, some people say, oh my gosh, but what if I'm like 300 and some pounds? Okay, maybe not that much. But if you're working out, 1 to 2 gallons is a great thing to look at, okay? And if you really want to go and you just want to say, well, just give me a good average in general for a healthy human being, go for 1 to 2 liters. And if you're really working out hard strength training, then aim for the 2 liter side and above. Own your behavior. Specify the change. Train your moment. Be who you want to become. Don't wait to be who you want to be. And then be that person, right? You got to train for life. Love your journey. Be who you want to become. Your actions need to start now, today, not tomorrow. You know they already didn't happen yesterday. So just put the past behind you. Who cares what happened yesterday? It doesn't matter. I don't care if you ate a whole loaf of bread, 3 candy bars, drank 2 sodas, and then had a half a thing of pizza. Great. That was yesterday. What are you doing today? Own your behavior. Specify the change. Come on. You got this. This is April 1st. It's April Fool's. So if you want to have some fun with April Fool's, start fooling yourself into success. One step at a time, just one step. This April Fool's Day can lead you to miles of greatness. Wouldn't it be awesome to look back in 2 months, 3 months, and say, man, April 1st, yeah, it may have been fun growing up and people playing jokes on you, but that was the best joke I played on myself. And look where I am today. I proved myself that I could do it. Your behavior can change your course, where you're headed. It can change how your journey is going to end up. Our health is so important. All you have to do is look around. You want to be the best selfie you can be because God's got great plans for you. And we tend to forget this. We think we have all these awesome plans for ourselves. Yet God says, hello, have you talked to me lately? I gave you those ideas. I planted them in you, those sparks, because I want to see you do them. Don't you want to live out God's design for your life? Be who you want to become. Now, it's not going to be easy. But remember, health doesn't come in a pill. So it's going to take hard work. Yes, you're going to fall down. And guess what? That's okay. You're going to get back up. And guess what? You're going to own your behavior. You're going to say, yep, I fell off. But that was yesterday. Or that was last hour. The next hour when I go to eat. Or when I need to exercise. Or when I need to make a healthy choice. Now, some people are saying too, oh, well, Christine, I don't know. With, you know, the way things are right now, I just can't get out as much. The gyms are closed. Oh, no, no, don't give me that excuse. There are plenty of things that you can do for intentional movement. There are plenty of ways you can eat healthy to the best of your ability. Because when you actually do it and you think of it as, gosh, I'm training for life. This is my life here. Oh, it changes your story. So do what you need to do today to become who you want to be tomorrow. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.